I'm joined again by Rhonda Reif. It is the month of December. We're talking about things to, I guess, deal with in the month of December. Obviously, we've had colds and cold weather and all of the things that go into that. And it's also officially cold and flu season. And dealing with that and dealing with it naturally is a very good thing. And you were telling me, Rhonda, that you were feeling under the weather, but onions were the magic, what is it, the magic thing that made all of this cold and congestion go away. What is the reason for onions to be so, I guess, what, healing, so to be?
They really are. And, you know, I had this, it was the cough. We're in lung season, of course, in Chinese medicine, and I had this cough. And it also represents, lungs represent grief, and this was, you know, seasonal milestones for grief and stuff in my life. And so that was dredged up, and I knew that that was what was going on. And I just could not get rid of this cough. And I tried everything. I mean, you know me, like I tried all my holistic healing stuff, and I did, you know, NyQuil, DayQuil, allergy, cough syrup, like, you know, I did all those things, and nothing was touching this cough. And for years, I've been telling clients, like, well, I've never done it, but I heard that you can boil onions and drink the water and use it as a cough syrup. And I'm not kidding you. That onion water is like a miracle worker. I want to tell anybody out there, again, you know, this is a medical advice, but I'm telling you that it worked a gazillion times better than any of the other things that I tried, even regular things that would normally work for that. And I just took it, and so I was drinking onion water like multiple times a day, and I made it kind of like into a tea. I would take the onion and slice it up and boil it. And technically, you can boil it down until it does have like a syrup consistency, but I just was slicing onions and boiling it in water and then making tea out of it, or just even drinking it by itself. But I use a sweet onion, so it didn't taste, you know, like strong or anything with that, but it was amazing. Like, it stopped my cough. I could get rest. So never underestimate the power of the onion. And I've always heard for years too that if you sleep with a sliced onion by your bed when you're sick, there's something within the onion that it like absorbs the, you know, like the bacteria or something in the environment. But I'm telling you that slicing it and drinking it, and it didn't taste bad. It really did not taste bad. But I like onions, and I eat probably an onion every day, and onions are really good for you, other than making this, you know, magic potion thing, which is just onions and water. But they're very high in antioxidants. And they also contain a natural sulfur, which is like nature's natural antibiotic. And that helps fight bacteria, infections. It can even help with death. And onions and garlic and leek are all like cousins of one another. So those are considered the trinity of nature's antibiotics, you know. And I did make some soup and stuff where I boiled 3 carrots, 3 celery, 3 potatoes, all with the peel on, garlic and onion, and made a broth out of that and drank that too because I knew it would have that. But for me to just casually sip tea, you know, 6-7 times a day, I have a cup of tea. I wasn't going to put garlic in it, right? But those are all the nature's antibiotics. And then onions also help with heart health. They help regulate blood pressure and blood sugar. They help to lower triglycerides. And this was something that was interesting when I got ready to, you know, talk more about onions today. It helps with bone density. Like, who knew that there's compounds within onions that actually help with bone density, which is important, you know, considering, especially if you are in a colder climate, that it can affect your bones and things like that in the winter. So it also helps with bacteria in the gut because it has a high fiber source. So that's really helping, and it helps with digestion. And it helps also to fight inflammation in the body. Inflammation, excuse me, not inflation. Yeah, well, it's going to help inflation in the economy. No, I'm kidding. Inflammation in the body. And it's just, like, I love onions. I can slice them and eat them raw. I put a little salt on them. I put them in my salads. I put them in everything I cook. So I love onions and I eat them every day, but I'm telling you, making them as like a magic potion and drinking them was something new for me, and it was absolutely profound. The other thing I stumbled upon, and this was actually one of my clients shared this with me, is that they use mullein leaf extract. And so that helps to clear mucus. It also helps to soothe the cough, and it can help especially respiratory infections. And this was something I'd never heard of or heard, you know, used. So I did do a few drops of those later on because they dropped them off for me. But it helps immune support too. So, but again, I did lots of vitamin C as well. But the thing that really got me to the other side was this onion water. So just can't emphasize it enough to give it a try.
Onion water. Now, here's a question for you. One of the things I've always loved when I can is, and if I'm feeling a little bit weak or whatever, French onion soup, is French onion soup also good for you?
Yeah, and you know, what's really funny is that I'd had a grocery order delivered in like a few weeks ago, and they sent the wrong onions. Like, I like the sweet onions or the Vendelia onions or whatever, and they sent me yellow onions, and I thought, what am I going to do with these onions? And I thought, oh, they're perfect, you know, because different onions have different things that they're good for. And I thought they're perfect to make French onion soup, so I sliced them all up with butter and then put them in my crock pot and just let them cook for like 8 hours until they caramelized. And then I added beef broth and some other stuff. Worcestershire sauce is the secret ingredient. And I made this big batch of French onion soup and I was eating on that. And then I froze a bunch. And so then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, when I got this respiratory thing, I'm like, oh, thank goodness I have this extra French onion soup in the freezer, because yeah, it was loaded up with stuff too. Good stuff. You know, the broth. And I put garlic in it and all of that too. So, you know, the unhealthiest part of that would have been, the other thing I did was I avoided anything that would be like gluten or dairy, because that increases mucus in the body. So I did not put, you know, the bread or the croutons or the cheese on the French onion soup that I warmed up that had been in the freezer. But yeah, absolutely good. And like, I like to, even when I make things, use different types of onions, you know, green onions, scallions, the purple red onions. Because each one of those has a different kind of makeup that has different things that it will help with as well. So the French onion one, I did throw some purple onions in it with it as well, and a sweet onion. So it had multiple different kinds of onion, and it was delicious, and I highly recommend. The crock pot was really super easy because it just cooked and caramelized and did its thing, and it was delicious.
Are all varieties of onions good for you?
Well, you know, there are some people who might have issues with sensitivity to onions, because it does have a high sulfur content. So if you're somebody that has, you know, an issue with sulfur, and sulfur can be like in a medication, you know, that might be something. But generally, yes. And, you know, each one is used for a different kind of cooking and things like that. So like when I was telling you earlier about my little soup recipe, I always make sure that I add a white onion and a purple onion, because I've got the orange carrot and the red potato and the green celery. Like, I like to have all the colors of the rainbow. So that's another way to kind of look at it too. But each one has a different flavor. It has a different thing for cooking. They all have that sulfur compound and all of that. But then they also have additional things depending upon, you know, what color they are, where they're grown, all of those kinds of things. So yeah, I love it. I mean, I use all the different kinds. And, you know, my parents somewhere, I had a picture of me when I was just a little baby, like sitting in the high chair eating green onions. So this has been a thing I've loved my whole life, and I love onions and I love to put it in stuff. But I do know there are some people that are out there that, you know, maybe can't take them because of the sulfur that is to be in them.
Onions, the magic remedy, and the magic delicious way to be healthy and to stay healthy. All of those things through the wintertime. We were talking also about some very special numbers that are coming up, that are going to be coming up. Powerful days and powerful things that were going on. I mentioned my wedding anniversary day, and you said that that was a rather special day in terms of being a powerful day, and that the 44 years, the four and the four, tend to also be very special, powerful numbers, too. How does that work, Rhonda?
So today, this month, we are going to have 12-12. So that number is repeating itself, and we're also in a year 9. So when you add up those numbers, 12-12 and also the 9, it comes out to 33. So not only is this a supercharged day because it's 12-12, it's also a supercharged day because it can add up to 33. And then when you reduce it down, it's a 339. So there's another powerful thing. So it's a really fun day, really creative day. It's going to be a day when you're going to be able to complete a bunch of things that are going on. But because it's this repeating number, this particular month, it's going to have a really strong force. So it's going to be a very fortunate day, a very high intensity charge day. And then it's also 12 days before Christmas. So 12 is a really, you know, popular number in December. Not only is it the 12th month, but, you know, we have the 12 days of Christmas. We have, you know, the song, the 12 days of Christmas. There's all of these advent calendars sometimes that do 12 days. And so it's a really powerful number this month. And then to have it be 12-12 repeating anytime, you know, so like January 1st will be a powerful day and February 2nd. Like anytime there's a number that repeats in that month, it's going to be a highly charged thing. And then for you, for it to be your 44th anniversary, well, the 44 repeating is, that's about sort of like angels are around you. Like there's this sort of like high cosmic divine energy that's going to encircle it. So this is going to be like, it doesn't seem like it because everybody's like, well, we'll celebrate the 45th or the 50th. Like, yeah, that's okay. But this particular year with that 44 and being on 12-12, it's a very magical day. Because 33 is also a divine number. And so you've got, it's going to be like this sort of like, I just don't know how to describe it, like sort of like a little magical kind of time with this protection of angels and divineness and all of that kind of stuff that's going to be around there. Like you're going to feel like this real strong connection to each other and all of that too.
Wonderful. So, wonderful. It sounds like we've got some great things that are going on. And again, you are doing something special for all of the 12 days before Christmas. Is that right?
I am. And just to clarify, I did find out that the actual 12 days of Christmas actually starts Christmas Day and goes until January when the wise men arrived. But I'm doing a special of the countdown for 12-12, starting on 12-12. That's 12 days till Christmas. And I'm going to do a countdown. I'm going to make a post every day on Facebook. I'm going to offer a different special that you can get. And then you can also find it on my website if you're not following me on Facebook or whatever. But I'm going to make the post public. It's also going to be on my Instagram account. So, and you can get to all of those through my website. You just go to RhondaReif.com. You can click on Instagram. It'll take you right there. Or Facebook, it'll take you right there. And so it's going to be a different special every day, offering that you can get stocking stuffers or things to help you cope with stress for yourself, all of those kinds of things. And then those specials will go until Christmas Eve. So the first day is still going to last 12 days, but there'll be a countdown, you know, that eventually the last one will only be good for that 24 hours. But, yeah, so it's something fun I thought I could do. I'm treating it kind of like a virtual advent calendar, you know, where you're virtually pulling that back and you get to see kind of, you know, what's going on with different things with that too. So, yeah, so please, you know, go to RhondaReif.com and take a look. And none of them are posted yet because the show has, you know, it's not 12-12 yet. So, start watching for that. That'll be kind of
fun. All right.
Too.
It is indeed all of that coming up. And you need more information. All you need to do to find out everything and anything that we talk about, RhondaReif.com, RhondaReif.com. Check it out and have a very, very Merry Christmas and feel all that power that's going to be emanating during this time. Rhonda, have a great week.
You too, Steve. Thank you.